Okay, I'm going to try to speed up a bit. I want to get to the rice, Shaila. Rice, very interesting topic, which is Siv Zayin. I'll see if I can get that tonight, Emet Hashem. Let's aim. Okay, we're up to Simon Reish Ches, and we're up to Siv Gimel, and we're up to page 232 in the Dish Traditions of the Mishnah Berurah. And we have spoken about a topic which is going to be repeated now again in the following way. For choylim, there was a specific food that they used to give for the choylim. People who were not well, they would often eat shkedim, almonds, which was they would put kemach, flour, around the almonds. I don't know exactly how it tastes. Can you picture it? I don't know why it would be particularly good for choylim. Can you picture it? Flour and almonds, I'm not sure. That's the kind of thing that they would give for cholim. Now, im oisin kain, if they would do so, kedei sheyisoid halev, if they would do that, you know that it should be filled. You've got almonds, you've got flour. Sounds like quite a tasty dish. Is it a skula? Interesting point. I didn't understand it was a skula. I thought it was physically just a healthy, nutritious kind of food. So if he does it, sheyisoid halev, that he should be particularly satisfied. Mevorech, the correct broch is boirei minei mezoinois. So you're going to make on that particular food item, you have the flour around it, and inside it internally you've got the shkedim, the almonds, the correct broch is boirei minei mezoinois. However, im ledabek ba'alma, if you only have the flour around it, the flour is as a binding agent, if it's just to stick it together, you will not make boire min mizoinois. Why? Why? That's right. Or schnitzel is just an example of the previous Seif. The Seif yesterday taught us that what? What was the yesoid? If it's for binding, then it's then it's charcoal, otherwise mizoinus. So here we're learning exactly the same. It's just an example for that. Generally, when there's chamishes min a dogon, you're going to make boirei min a mizoinus. But if the flour is only there as a binder, as to congeal it, to stick it together, then it's going to be merely charcoal. And that's the case over here. If you're having the flour there to fill you up, then it's going to be mizoinus. If the flour is only there to make the almonds somehow more, the dish more, like more cohesive, then it's going to be charcoal. It's just an example. And maybe the chumra over here, and that what's it going to be added now is a slight chumra. Maybe what's coming now is a shtickle chumra.
And who said yesterday that somebody makes mizoinus on
schnitzel? Who that particular person is? Yeah. That particular person that I was quoting is a Dayan in Yerushalayim. He's a Daniel Shalim. He's not a very well-known Daniel Shalim, and I happen to know that. That's what he does. Yeah. V'toiv lehachmir, it is right to be machmir, v'legomoy, and to eat it b'soich ha-seuda, to eat it in a seuda, le'achabek is ha-moitzid v'potu. Now, the last word, it says over here in Mimeno, but if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, if Kotnut Gimel, it says it shouldn't be said Mimeno, it should be said Monafshach. So the Mishnah Berurah, so the Shulchan Aruch says, according to Mishnah Berurah, you know what, if you are such a choyle and he's having this almonds with flour around it, better, if you can, not to get into shyness, have that in a meal. If you have it in a meal, you're going to be potter in Monafshach. If you have that dish which has almonds and has flour, you're not quite sure if it's better to make charcoal, better to make mezoinus. If it's somehow possible to have it in the middle of a meal, as we say in Yiddish, noch besser. Even better. Toiv, it is right, if it's possible to do that. If you're anyway going to have a meal, then it's potter in Monafshach to have it in the meal. Doesn't mean you have to do that. If it's not convenient, don't bother. But it's something which, if it's anyway not much of an inconvenience, then you should go for it. Yes?
Does it make any difference to the ikar or tofulness of it?
So we learned yesterday, the answer to that question is...
I was going to ask, I listened to that share just now on the way back, and
so the answer is, even it does not make a difference. The point, that's right, it doesn't make a difference. If you've got flour, it doesn't matter how much flour it is, it depends what purpose does it serve. If it's just as a binder, it's going to be charcoal. If it's taste, it's going to be mizoinus. Makes no difference how much. Mimena would is a slightly different meaning. Because the government says Chasidu Bekas because the mitzvah part of Mimena, Mimena would Mishnebruk Mishnebusif Kotn Yud Gimel, and Mimena would be from the bracha, it would appear that it is the bracha, you're part of from a bracha of Mizonis. Yeah, but then what would be if it's Shakol? Okay, it's smoother if you say Mimon Afshach. Okay, you're okay either way. Okay, I hear. Mimena, okay. Oh, I hear what you're saying. I hear. I'm just quoting the Mishnah Berurah says that. Right. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I hear. It's a good point. We're ready for Siv Dalet, which teaches us the following. Ochal Dogun Chai. Now we're going to be talking about the grains, if they haven't been really made into flour and then into dough and into something more sophisticated. If you're eating grains as a flour in its raw state. So that's various examples, which I don't think are so common anymore nowadays. Let's see. Ochal dogon, if the grain was eaten, chai, raw, oi, oh, also kloyois, it was roasted, or sholuk, vagarinim shlemim, the grains are still full. Whether they were fried, or they were roasted, the grains are complete, or they're raw. The grain, as it is, it's not been made into any more, just you're having those grains. So, einam evorech, the correct poch is, and a boirim in a pri adoma. You make pri adoma on it. For achav and afterwards boirim in a fosh. Why is this a chiddush? Why is it a chiddush that on grains you make pri adoma? Obviously, it grows from the ground. What else are you going to make on it? Why is it a chiddush that grains is pri adoma?
Because
it's not after the way it's supposed to be eaten,
therefore you'd say shahab, normally
that's in the previous season. Alright. There's another chiddush.
What would you say it is? One of the shivas.
Yeah.
Mizonus.
That's right. Mizonus. That's what it's in the toast. We're going to see in a minute.
Like grapes. Would you say that's the chiddush we make our eggs from grapes?
Because grapes has got special, because it's special chashivas. Okay, you're close. Because we're reading the chiddush would be, let's see what, we're going to get to it, Shulchan Aruch, in a minute. Let's go through the Ramah. So he says, on grains, you're going to make, does anybody eat grains? Only birds. Okay, yeah, that's a good example. Yeah,
it's not wheat, though.
No, we're gonna get to barley. It says the Ma. That we make barley adama on the grains. If you're eating wheat, and similar, you can eat wheat just like that. You can eat wheat grains as it is in its raw state. Aval, but barley, somebody who eats. Aval, somebody eats barley. Shleimin, complete barley grains. They're not called grains. There's a better word for that.
Kernels.
There's an even better word than that. How do you call it? Is it called barley kernels?
Husks.
How are barley kernels? There's a word for it. No?
Particles.
Kernels. I think there's a better word for it. But anyway, so we know what we're talking about. Those barley kernels. Afilu kluim ba'esh. Im niftaf roasted in the fire. You take barley kernels, you roast them on the fire, tasty. What bracha would you make?
Husk is a shell.
Okay, so what bracha would you make on this? Says the Shulchan, very good. Says the Mishramor, Einu Ilechol, Rakavet Adchak. You don't normally take barley and you just roast them and you eat them. It's not really edible. Unless, of course, you're a bird. But assuming you're not a bird, it's not really something which is edible, only if it's royal de adchak. And since it's not royal de adchak, the correct bracha is? No, it's not. You only eat it on emergencies. So what does it falls down in bracha? And it's going to end up being? Shakot. That's what he says. So since einon royin lechot, they're not appropriate to eat rak only al de adchak, you don't normally eat roasted barley husks, is that what you said? Kernels? Then, vein mevorech levdein brak shakul, you only make shakul on it. So, barley, our boys say, roasted barley, if you're ever really hungry, you're gonna go like on Erev Pesach, there's nothing to eat, it's not a good example, Erev Pesach, but before Chatzai, your mamash, there's nothing in the house, besides this plate, your mamash, you're hungry, so you take some barley and you just roast them and say, let's go for that, remember to make shakul. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So you don't make mizonis, you make shakur. The Tosfos are over mistapik with regards to the grains, wheat grains, etc. He says, you know what? Actually, he says, maybe on wheat grain, etc., you may be the correct bochachon should be me'ein shalosh. Guess why? Maybe you have to make me'ein shalosh. If you have wheat, you eat grains and you roast it and you eat it now, you make, well, what, maybe me'ein shalosh. Why me'ein shalosh? Why me'ein shalosh? Why me'ein shalosh? That's right. Really? I mean, really, why don't you make me'ein shalosh on it? We're so used to it, we wouldn't occur to us, but really. He says, me'ein shalosh. He says that maybe you should make shalosh. It's made out of wheat, which is the shivas aminim. So maybe you have to make, maybe on, if you just have grains and you roast them, maybe you make, you should make afterwards, you should make, so me'ein shalosh. V'lechein kasvu, and therefore it's, they said, Tosfos says, not sure. But therefore they say, shenochon shalosh, don't eat them. Ella only b'sei chasud in the middle of a meal. V'avterenu b'birkas hamazon, you should be parted with birkas hamazon. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Nun Zayin explains, nistapkus sviru l'dibi kol mokim kivin shemin dogonu, at the end of the day, it's a type of grain. Evsha, it could be that in bocha achoyin, if you got to bocha achoyin, it's oich levoch me'ein shalosh, you should make me'ein shalosh. And he says that maybe that's what you should say. The Ma'aseh says we don't find it. The Ma'aseh says we don't paskin like that. Mishnah Berurah says the Ma'aseh we say boyer and foshes rabbis. Seif hey. Rabbi says seif hey. Kemach flour. Afilu shel chitim. You've got flour even made out of wheat, regular wheat flour. So I don't know if you've ever eaten wheat flour. I don't particularly have great appetite for wheat flour. Have you ever gone for flour? You've gone for flour. How did that taste? Oh, yes, very good. Very good. So if you were to eat it properly, yeah, you are bach, would you make on flour? Shakur. Says the Mishnah, I think it's quite a chiddush, the Shulchan Aruch says, kemach, flour, hafilu shel chitin, even if it's wheat flour, mevarich olav, the correct bach is, shakur, ve'acharof, and afterwards, burin and foshois, afterwards make burin and foshois on it. Loishno, it makes no difference. Nitchan, if it's completely ground, dak, thin. Loishno, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's nitchan ktsas, a little bit ground. Va'adain yesh boi tam shalchitim, and there's still a bit of taste, the real genuine taste of the grains of the wheat. Loishno kemach shel kloyos, and it doesn't make a difference if it's ground flour made into like just roasted. So whether it's roasted, whether it is completely made into very thin flour or slightly thicker flour. Either way, flour, you're going to make charcoal. You make charcoal. What's the reason for that? What's the reason? Why don't you make Burpee Adam on it?
Because it's a raw potato.
Same thing. It's damaging. That's all interesting svaros. It's basically what the Mishnah Berurah says in slightly different words. Mishnah Berurah have gotten chof. Says, mevorech alav shakol, the after ochal esachito kshu be'ein, not even if, so if you'd eat the grain of wheat, if it is complete, because its broche is, boirei priyo adomo, has been unsif dalet, so why is it not priyo adomo anymore now when it's in a state of flour? Hoche, here, with the flour, kevin shenishtana achito shenitchan, since it is changed, the wheat is changed when it, in its ground completely, oimedlis alois, it is about to become, to move up in its level, in its state. Velasois menu pas, it's about to become more choshov, and it become bread, which is obviously going to be a moitzi. Vekoitim lazer, and before that, yotza miktal pri, it's not a pri anymore, it's not a vegetable anymore, it's not a produce anymore. Vedech achilos aleba, and he hasn't reached the stage of bread yet. So it's in an interim stage. It's not anymore bebri adama, because it's not really grain anymore, and it's not really bread yet. So it's like in between. In that in between phase, it hasn't become choshuv yet, and it's not choshuv anymore. So because of that, it's downgraded now. Flour per se, pure flour, is now downgraded into shahakol. That's what you make on flour. Seif vav. Kemach shel echad mechamish mini dogon. Shel shtokoy. If you've got kemach, flour, of one of the five types of grains, shel shtokoy, which you were shoylek, which means, Perish Bishlahabi was overcooked. He took any types of five types of grain and he cooked it. And made out of the flour is much overcooked. And you mixed it with water. Oi, or Beshar Mashke with other liquids. You took some apple juice, orange juice, any liquid, and you cooked it with loads and loads of with flour. You cooked it. Hoy imo your ova, if it's thick, would you like to eat such a texture? Yeah, would have that to eat it. So no. Imo your ova, if it's thick, kadeshi roi la chila, if it's now thick texture and a kind of a, I don't know how it would taste. Imagine it. I don't know. You have liquid, any liquid, and you take flour and you mix it and you cook it, like overcook it.
Pancake, orange.
Oh, yeah. It's taka. That's right.
That's fried.
Yeah, but it's Ibish Laharba, but man. Something on those lines. If it's thick, that you can eat it, the lo asoy, and you can chew it. Litchonos, you have to chew it. Lo asoy, you have to chew it. It's like a proper solid food. Mevarech bo, remen mezoinos, make bo, remen mezoinos on it. Very good. Ve'achov, and afterwards, ala mechi, make afterwards ala mechi on it. Ve'mo yirach, if it's very, very liquidy, kadesh yiroi lishtiyot, that you could nearly drink it. So really drinky, liquidy texture. So you've got a fruit that it depends on its texture as to whether it's charcoal or mezonis. Yeah. So if it's really liquidy, then it's gonna be downgraded into charcoal. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason would be as follows: in Sifkot and Chov Gimel, Tekeven Shamayim Rabim Olav, you've got loads and loads of water there. Kol Kach Ad She'enu Roi Lachil Rak Lishti. It's not edible anymore. It's just going to be a drink. You put it in a cup and you drink it. You drink it with a straw. Imagine that, a liquid that has got grains in it, overcooked, and now you drink it with a straw. Can you know Chaim show anything on those? Don't anything particular like that. But if
you have that, you can get it like almond drink or oat drink.
Oh, oat drink.
You can get an oat drink.
Okay.
So what would you say?
So it sounds like you make charcoal on it. If it's really liquidy, it sounds like it's charcoal. Any bechal ma'achel klal, it's not a food. We're talking about charcoal. Can be examined. You make charcoal on it. I don't know what oat drinks are, but I don't know what they are. Never seen it, but it seems to be mamash that category. That's what it sounds like. Right, and that's the halacha with regards to that. V'mo yirach klishe oil ha'shtim v'achol of shakol v'achobre nefosh after this nefoshes. Okay, having said all that, we can now proceed with the halacha of rice. Rabbeisai, what's the sif hei, sif zayin, tells the halacha of rice. What is the bocha, correct bocha of rice? Everybody agrees to that? What bocha on rice? Shakel, bodu, yeah. Ashkenazim? Mizoynes and? Alamecha?
No,
it's not been a Shakel and Boyne Foshois. Right, why is it different? Why don't you make rice? Rice. What's the bocha on rice? Why do you make mizoynes on it?
Is it to do with the wheat sack?
No, that's you're referring to kidneys. On rice. Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zayin. Ha koiseis, perish ha'oichel. Somebody uses koiseis, which means somebody who eats. As ha'oireis, rice. Now I'm translating oireis being rice, because that is the consensus that oireis is rice. It is true. There's a little tiny, tiny twitsky bit of a controversy about this. Some want to translate that oireis is not rice, but this is an absolute minority. And I'm going to go with the vast majority of the authorities who hold that oireis is rice. So if you eat rice, mevoi cholov, the correct poch is, boirei pri ha'adoma, ve'achov boirei nefoshois. If you eat rice, you make boirei pri ha'adoma, and afterwards boirei nefoshois. But no shock, please, because being bishloi, this is if it's raw. If you eat raw rice, have you ever eaten raw rice? So next time you eat raw rice, it's going to be adoma. And after the brenefosh, if you cooked it, yad shenismach until it's become really soft. Soft, so it's gone cooked and it's soft. Oi, oh, shetochnoi, it went through grinding. The also menu passed, and he made bread out of rice bread. Have you seen rice bread?
Rice cakes, you have.
Okay, so it's quite similar to that. Not completely, because it's made out of dough and after the bread. Mevori cholov, you make boirim and mezonis. Ve'achov boirim nefosh, and after the boirim nefosh is. Ve'hu, and this is shaloye me'orov in dova acher. This is nothing else added to this. Taksha ala oireis, only rice, levadri only. But if im erav v'menu tav shel acher, v'tav shel acher oroiv, but if you're adding to this texture and this food, you're adding other ingredients to it, to an extent that the rice is a minority, and the other ingredients are majority, and the rice is minority. You're going to make a bracha of the tafshil of the dish. Rabbi said, we're learning now the following halacha. Rice. If rice is eaten raw, it's beri pri adama. I can't picture myself eating raw rice. But if you eat raw rice, it's beri pri adama, and after it's beri nefoshes. If it's cooked and it gets soft, and it's now edible. So now the correct broch is Beri Nemizonos, and after it's Beri Nefoshos. To be explained why. And the last halach the Shulchan Aruch says is that if you're having a rice dish and there is other ingredients to it, so now it depends. If the other ingredients are minority, so the broch is going to be Beri Nemizonos, because rice is Beri Nemizonos, you're going to stick to the broch of the rice and the other items are bottled to it. However, if the other items, the majority, you only have a bit of rice on the side, you're not going to make minimizonis on the rice. It's going to be bottled with the broch of the main dish.
Why are we making a quantitative distinction?
Very good. Rice is very good. Because by rice, we're going to see soon, the whole reason why we make broch on the rice, we make mizonis, is because it's a satisfying dish. It's different than any other foods, and it's very satisfying. Exactly. So if it's a minority, then it doesn't deserve its mizonis. Okay, so that's with regards to... Oh, we're going to see what Mishnah Berurah said over here. In Sif Cotton Chav Heya Oireis, Mishnah Berurah says, first white line, because rice, which means rice. Doichen Hirz Beloshen Ashkenaz, which is, Hirz Beloshen Ashkenaz, which is rice. V'yesh Beforshim Ibcha, and some disagree. But you see that Mishnah Berurah says, that from the majority of the Achronim, they all hold that Oireis V'yesh is referring to rice. And that is the correct bracha, and that is generally what is being done. Even if it's not completely soft, if the rice gets fairly soft, then you can make mizonis. Al dente, is that the word, or am I making it up?
Al dente, yeah.
That means that it's not completely soft.
It means it's...
Bit crunchy still.
Just crunchy enough to be tasty, but not quite ready. Some people like al dente.
So if it's al...
Al dente.
Al dente. What bracha would you make on the rice?
Same as if it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Than
good. Very good. So he says you will make mezonis. That's what he means. This al dante, that's the Mishnah Berurah of Rav. It's a bit soft, but it's still a bit hard as well. So then you're going to make a mezonis on it still. I think it's a very choshev point. But if they're complete and they're very hard, still make a dom on it.
Al dante means
from
to the tooth.
Ah, that's what it means.
To the tooth, it means.
Oh, I see. Dent. Yeah, very good. Very nice. Yeah, okay, so, Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin tells us, pass, what in Tavshil, with any dish, you're going to make Boim and Mizonis on it. Now the Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches explains why this is so. Boim and Mizonis. The pass shaloi, because it's bread, or Tavshiloi, or it's dish, masbia is the key word. Satisfies the soid alev, yeah, satisfies the person, kmoi, like chamesh mini dogon, like five types of grain. Ve'otif mishar kidneys, and it's different than any other types of legumes and kidneys. Mikol mokum lechoshiv pas shaloi, kelechem gomo, but obviously rice is not proper bread. It's not chamesh mini dogon proper. Shal chamesh mini dogon, like chamoi, chamoitzi. So you're not gonna make chamoitzi on it. It doesn't deserve, it's not roi for a moitzi, it's not bread proper, but it's different than others, and therefore it's like an in-between state, and it deserves boim nemizonos. And that's the correct bracha for rice. And you make, however, afterwards you make boim nefoshes rabbis. Rabbi said we learned this evening, Baruch Hashem, quite a lot. We learned Sif Gimel that teaches us, again, he recaps the halacha, that if you've got wheat, you need to check why the wheat is there. If it's there as a binding agent, it's the bracha is shakol. If it's as a to give it taste, it's going to be mezonos. We spoke about all types of grains. If they are raw, the bracha will be ber pri adama. Barley may be different, and you're certainly not going to make. You're not going to make alamechir for it. It's just ber nefoshes rabbis. With regards to flour, it's always going to be shahakol. And if it's cooked with lots of water, it's going to be potentially mezonos. If it's thick, if it's very liquidy, it's shahakol. Then we spoke about rice. If it's not cooked, then it's adoma. If it's made into a dish, it's going to be mezonos. However, if it is a minority ingredient, it's going to be shahakol. Good evening, Abu Issa.